So we're going to go to section 4, number 7, case 24-123, regarding Velvet Edwards, BVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on revised continuing education plan submitted in compliance with board order. Last month, I think we had asked for more information. Oh, yeah, we wanted the specific courses. We have that revised plan, and so, let's see, 4 hours race approved, we happy with the big five anesthetic complications topic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Motion?
Move approval of Dr. Velvet Edwards' continuing education plan as submitted.
Motion?
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Section 4, number 9, case 24-148 regarding Wayne Lipovich, BVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education completed in compliance with consent agreement and may return license to active status. So any fees or anything were paid, Victoria?
This is Lipovich?
Yes, Wayne Lipovich. They're all showing here. Got a motion.
I have almost finished the whole thing.
He just has CE.
No penalty.
But they're
penalty?
Growing.
Okay. So just CE, no civil penalty. Any motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the CE.
There's a motion.
Second.
And a second to approve. Case 24-148. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Section 5, number 1, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license renewals. Audrey Kellerman, BVM. I am the lead on that one. It looks like it was a CE-based disciplinary action.
I have a question.
Florida.
I added up the CE,
uh-huh.
And I came to 19 and a half
uh-huh.
of 20.
Yeah, and they approved it.
Huh?
They approved it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So anyway, so I would just approve the renewal with the information report. I make a motion.
So
to
we don't
approve.
Need to take any action.
No, it looks like it was taken care of. So I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Section 5, number 3, board may review, discuss, and take action on case C-2505 in regards to Carlos Nassado?
Yeah. He's is veterinario Spanish for veterinarian. Is that,
I think so.
Okay,
it sounds like an appropriate.
That he's advertising himself as a veterinarian.
I think so.
Let's ask,
not just
let's
providing
ask Google Translate.
Hmm?
We should ask Google Translate.
So we have a C case open, so did we have extra information there? Where's the.
There wasn't.
I wasn't able to get a hold of anyone. I called the number. I only had a phone number.
Yes.
I called the phone number on both the cases and got the same gentleman and just asked that this person was there. And they just hung up on me. So I don't have an address or any other information.
But you do have the phone number, correct?
Well, they hung up on her, so she can't
right.
say that.
But my question was going to be, and this is going to seem strange, but maybe a way of expediting stuff. Can we, Mark, legally draw up a cease and desist and text it
We don't have any way to text.
We don't?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
We can use our Facebook account, though.
Instagram, TikTok.
So do we just
Snapchat?
Close it, or?
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah, we can close it. If anything else comes up, I would bring it to the board's attention to reopen a case.
Okay, can I have a motion?
To open a case on?
Well, we'd have to close the case.
Close the case, I'm on it.
Close the case.
So I make a motion to close case C-2505. We have no additional information.
Second.
Second, all in favor? Aye.
Nay.
Any other nays?
I guess I just don't understand. We get this information. Yes, we don't have an address, but isn't there some sort of other authority, since we don't have authority, that we should be alerting that this is happening?
I have reached out to, or have heard from other agencies. They can oftentimes try to subpoena the social media platform, but they don't have large success in doing so.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, if as a veterinarian we're required to report when we think that there's abuse, and then as a board we're like, oh, well, we can't do anything about this, so we're not even going to report it to the authorities, it just sounds kind of silly. So I would say nay.
I don't know how many nays we have.
But think about, we're not giving them much either. I mean, that's the thing.
Right, but
I don't disagree.
Yeah, they're an investigative to be entity,
reasonable.
Though. That's
yeah.
Their...
Yeah, right. They have
so
more...
I think it
right. They have more resources than we do.
Did we pass? Did we pass? Did we pass?
If we modified
Did you vote on that?
I haven't voted on that. I think
well,
it was two names.
Initially, we don't know what county these people are. We know there is a phone number that might indicate it's Maricopa County, but... We would have to make sure that it's at the right county, too, that we give them the information. Otherwise, they will not refer it to another county.
Well, we haven't finished voting, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to hear more information to try and decide. Because I agree with you guys as far as, like... We just kind of like, well, we don't have anything. But at the same time, like, how much time and energy is anyone going to spend on it?
Well, but that's out. We, as a group that evaluated it, we passed it on to the authority. It is up to them to determine if they can or want to do something about it. But us just kicking it to the recycle bin isn't going to get it done at all.
At least
so,
it's on the record that we used.
Right, exactly.
What does the medical board do? If someone advertises their idea.
So that fails, so we need a new motion.
I would make a motion that we instruct board staff to refer this case to
the appropriate
authorities.
Law enforcement jurisdiction.
But you still need to close it.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, so close the case,
yeah.
But instruct the board to
make a referral.
Make a referral to appropriate authority.
So if you're closing it,
motion?
Yes.
Motion.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Did you vote?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Passing. Okay. Section 5, number 4. Board may review, discuss, and take action on case C-2506 and Mariana Higgins. Anything that we need to know?
Same situation. Veterinario. Madam Chair, I move we close case number C-2506 and refer it to the appropriate law enforcement jurisdiction.
Okay, motion?
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Pass. Section 5, number 5, board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education waivers. So we have A, Elton Migliotti, DVM, and B, Jamie Glasser.
Yeah, the email said there were certificates attached, but there weren't.
Let's see here. Let me see what I can do. We have Jamie Glasser, DVM, waiver done. Here's her list and certificates, 15 hours completed as follows.
So is it Dr. Migliotti that there's no documents attached?
Yeah, because Glasser has documents attached.
Let's see, let me find them. A whole bunch of them. Okay.
Oh, there are the certificates. They weren't attached to the email, sorry.
Do I need to upload the certificates, or are you seeing them? I'm sorry, I'm not.
No, I see them.
Okay. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. So I'll make a motion to approve the completion of the continuing education waiver for Elton Migliotti DVM.
Second.
Motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Passes. And then 5B, Jamie Glasser, DVM. I'll make a motion to approve the completion of the continuing education waiver.
Which one?
Jamie Glasser, DVM. That was in the supplement.
He was also requesting 5 hours of independent study for hours that he worked on to develop a course.
So we can get hours. Was that over the limit for a doctor? Because I know for the technical side, I think it was like 2.5. So maybe
they can do 5. Okay.
Okay. So I was like, I thought that was approved by all in the amount. Just need a second.
Second.
Okay. Motion a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Where does the one just prior to this, Migliotti?
Migliotti?
I wonder if one of those is not signed.
What wasn't signed?
Well, the CE certificates. Like,
oh,
he signed all of them but one. And I'm assuming it was just an error, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I've never had mine signed. I didn't even pay attention to that.
Well, if it's his own signatures, so I can't imagine that would mean much, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Mark, do we need to have the attendee's signature on a CE certificate?
Well, it should be a complete, you know, fully executed certificate.
Because it's basically saying, I have read the contents of this web-based supplemental training module. And there's no signature. On all the other ones there is. So the one that doesn't have it is mod 06. And the other ones all have it. So I don't know that it's a big deal. I just...
Do you want to approve it pending that he sign it and submit it so it doesn't have to come back on an agenda?
Yes. I'm sure it was an oversight, is my guess. Well, I'm guessing that.
So do we need to do something different then on the vote that we have?
We need to reverse the previous motion.
I mean, it was approving it, yeah. So I think it's just and maybe just directing staff to get a signed copy.
Okay.
If for some reason
okay.
We don't get a signed copy, let us know.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
Section 5, number 6, Board may review, discuss, and take action on reported information from Megan Helgeson, DVM, per ARS 32-3208A. And so on that, it was timely reported, so at this point we should be kept updated as to completion of the matter.
Do you want her just to report within 30 days of completion?
Oh, yes, within 30 days of completion of the
it
case.
Was, we were notified within the timelines?
Yes,
okay.
A confirmed notified timeline. So that's my motion.
I didn't know that was an actual designation, like DUI to the slightest degree.
Yes, yes.
I'm like,
yeah.
I knew there was severe. but to the slightest.
Yeah, degree. Slightest degree, it can be under the legal limit. You can be under the legal limit and still be charged just
because you're showing signs of impairment.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because you can even get it for, if you're really sleepy.
Yes.
Because it's driving while or under impairment, not necessarily under.
I better quit driving then. Let's just. I'm done.
So, motion, do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Section 5, number 7, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license applications. This is you, Dr. Nesley. Yeah.
Okay. So, the first one, 7A, Gonzalez, this was a DUI 10 years ago.
Right.
Very best letter I've seen. No further issues, and so I would accept the application.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, and 7B.
More recent.
Yeah. This was a practitioner who practices veterinary dentistry and has advanced training, a master's in veterinary dentistry. I didn't even know there was such a thing. But is not board certified. It was an Oregon case against the applicant that was settled by consent agreement. The case involved a dental procedure performed where roots were left post-extraction, and there were no radiographs supplied in the case because the applicant states that the machine malfunctioned. I'm not sure whether they were charged for them or not. I couldn't find that out. There's a question of even of whether the roots needed to be extracted in the first place. And no evidence of any post-procedure issues. So in my opinion, this was totally a communication issue, but the because the applicant did not inform the owner about the radiographs.
She paid the fine but disagreed with the fine.
Yeah, she paid the fine but disagreed because she didn't want to go through the litigation. But,
yeah.
I mean, Oregon went over this case and made a ruling, and I did look through the case and have some minor issues, but I'm going to make a recommendation to go ahead and accept the application.
Second.
Okay, motion a second to accept the application.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Passes.
Okay, 7C. This veterinarian had a DUI from 2018. I see no issues with what's transpired since, and I think we're in good standing, so I would accept the application.
Second. Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, 7D. This is a case where the veterinarian was issued a letter of concern, although they call it a letter of caution, same thing, from North Carolina, and the case was closed in 2023. It concerned a cap and gown violation, is what I would call it. And that's all that the applicant put on the, no other explanation of anything except I had a cap and gown violation and it was, that's all it was. I got a letter of concern. There was no other explanation. But we do have all the materials from the North Carolina board.
Right.
And when you read through that, it's extensive.
Yeah.
What transpired. In that report from North Carolina, we do have the accusations and the applicant's response to those, but that's from what transpired through the board. We don't have the initial, any of the initial records in particular. We don't have any medical records, we don't have any narratives, we don't have anything. I'm not sure in reading through that this board would have come to the same conclusion. And so I've got concerns in that. But I'm not sure where to go with that. Mark, since we don't have any materials in this case, I mean, all we have is the North Carolina reporter, would it be just to ask the doctor to come in and talk to us?
Well, you certainly have that option that's available to you.
Okay.
Yeah,
we don't have records, photographs, narratives, nothing.
Right. And evidently the techs who were assisting him were not gloved.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
And a lot of things involved with the case, and I'm wondering how they came up with the letter of concern in this one. And maybe all the materials are talking to the doctor, we would too, and so then I've got no problem. But we need more information, so I think my resolution would be to ask the doctor to come in and talk to us. Yeah. And if we can get more materials, I would love to have them. I know we would have to just deny the application, I guess, in that case.
Well, you'd have to determine a basis for him failing to meet. Keep in mind, this is just a self-disclosure. He's, you know, they're obligated to disclose that, you know, North Carolina issued a LOC. It's not our job to reinvestigate or to determine whether they engaged in unprofessional conduct under our. We assume that, you know, the North Carolina board did their, he was just truthfully answering a question. The question before you is that enough? Is the issuance of a letter of concern enough to deny his application or to offer him a consent agreement, you know, for the issuance of the license subject to terms and conditions?
Restricting practice, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So
there's a letter, it
was kind of confusing to me because it says a letter of caution, not concern, and then it says the board ruled my conduct unacceptable. So to me,
so
that's like
violation.
Below the standard of care, right?
Yeah. Or is unacceptable just not a violation?
That's how.
Because I mean, I guess it depends on the state.
Right.
Like, they might just have a different language.
Yeah, that's how North Carolina operates.
Yeah.
So. I appreciate what you're saying, but the background information we have tends to make me go, no.
It's troubling.
It's troubling, and no. I'm not saying that, I think he needs to come in and talk to us.
So we can, continue it and invite him in.
Okay.
I wish he would have put something in there about how that changed his ways, that he understood that he was wrong.
Anything, some kind of follow up.
Because then I would have felt better that, okay, he got caught or realizes that that was not a good idea. And
so
one more thing before we leave this case.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious on what Mark said, we would just pend it?
Well, we would move to continue it to invite the applicant.
Got it. Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to follow that.
Looking at this application, can we ask for more information regarding the current employment? It's just listed as self-employment in South Carolina. Shouldn't we have more information on what that self-employment is?
Well, you can ask.
And we would have, let me see what else I have. We would have a resume or something similar.
Okay.
Not that it would matter, but I imagine some of these will start coming before us because they're going to practice telemed.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they're not planning on ever being here, right? They're we're at approved state.
And Madam Chair, may I ask, the doctor does not live in Arizona. Is the board okay with him participating by phone?
You all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ask for the insurance.
Okay. All right. Apparently, yes.
We need a motion though for that.
Yes.
Go ahead.
For him coming in.
Just move to continue.
Motion to continue.
Second.
To seek more information from the applicant.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, that's continued. Section 5, number 8, board may review, discuss, and take action on certified veterinary technician applications. So A, Samantha Toledo. So that was continued from last month because we didn't get information on what the charge was. It was just reported there was one. So we did get the information on that. It was 10 years ago.
Yes.
So I would say that satisfies at least the question that I had. I don't know if anybody else would.
Likewise.
All right, so I'm going to make a motion to approve the application.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay, thank you. All right, motion passes. Oh, we took care of We took care of the premise inspection, right? Or did we?
We did.
Okay, I was like, I thought.
10.
Okay, so section 5, number 10, board may review, discuss, and take action on annual review of board member training program. Is that Victoria? Is that?
I see, that's just what it says. Many years ago, the board, when we adopted this training program, the board wanted to review it annually, so this is just your chance to. We haven't had any new members for quite a while now, so nobody's really gone through that. If anybody has any
thoughts on
wanting to change it, this is the time. Otherwise, we can just take no action.
All right.
Can we review this at like every 3 years instead of every year?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Mark?
It's not a requirement. It's just something the board itself decided to do. We made a motion several years ago that that's what they wanted. So I would imagine that you can change it.
Yeah.
So you would probably just need to make a new motion.
Yeah.
I move we.
What are we reviewing?
That we review the training, board member training program every 3 years.
Yeah.
Instead of one.
Okay. So there was a motion. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Okay. And then section, what time is it? Okay. Section 5, number 11, board may review, discuss, and take action on annual review of board member compensation policy.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is something similar to that, just an annual review of this policy.
I thought we were getting raises.
So, there you go.
All right.
So no changes. Okay.
There's no changes. Section 5, number 12, board may review, discuss, and take action to review ARS 36-25-25 related to electronic prescribing requirements for veterinarians. I would say that nothing has changed.
Right, we're not there
and
yet.
So
yeah.
I would say that we still are in the same boat of we can't comply with that. So as a profession anyways, across the board. I don't know if any places have actually made any traction on being able to do that, any softwares that I've heard of.
They noted that there is a new software coming out that may make it easier for
practices
to get on board with it.
Interesting, wouldn't it? That would be interesting. Sure. Especially because of all the practices that have paper records still, right? That may still be a challenge.
Yeah.
We'll see. So we just do no action on this?
No action.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Section 5, number 13, board may review, discuss, and take action on Adrian Castro, possible unlicensed practitioner.
So, I mean, I think we need to open a case against Adrian Castro if we can find him. Sounds like he does mobile ultrasound because based on what we know, but that we should be able to find him because we know places that he's been.
Tracy, isn't this a person the board has talked to in the past? Or not? Maybe I'm misremembering, but I feel like he was someone who actually came in and talked to the board.
I think we've heard.
Yes.
He did. He came in front of the board and with the owner of the ultrasonography place, the Phoenix, I can't remember the exact name. I think I put it in the memo, but yes, he is not licensed, but it is a business that licensed veterinarians call upon to have to come in their practice to do ultrasound. They send those images off to a licensed veterinarian who then give that information to the veterinarian who's requesting the ultrasound. But then apparently Mr. Castro has been also performing fine needle aspirates or needle biopsies, and they were concerned that this could be crossing the line, so to speak.
I move we open a case regarding Adrian Castro for unlicensed practitioner, specifically fine needle aspiration.
We have to look at that and think about it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I know.
Motion passes. Oh, it is now 2:15. So we're going to go to section 3, number 5. He's got to switch our recording, so.